I guess the question is suffering. You know what I'm saying? And I want to contextualize it a certain way because obviously as Blacks, we live better than a lot of people throughout the colonial world. I mean, that's just factually true.
Right.
You
right.
know, you have colonials throughout Africa, Asia, still parts of Latin America, that's living under horrible conditions, worse than the brothers and sisters in some backward areas of Mississippi. I'm saying it like that because our plight remains that of those who have been colonized, right?
Mm-hmm.
Under the bourgeois capitalist system. And our status as colonials still remain. That's legacy, and that's part of the struggle we face that's going to require not just unraveling the old social relations, but literally creating a new system.
Right.
If you have to go back, work on for the other man instead of the brother man, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
You're in trouble because of the way society developed. Like, see, we face white people because of the color question, but then again, what we actually face is the various nationality groups that grew up and developed in Europe. When
right.
they arrived at America, they began another development of what we can properly call the Anglo.
Right.
You know, they became like not just Irish, Hungarian, Slavic, Polish, Ukrainian. They started becoming Anglo-American.
White, right, right.
Yeah,
right.
yeah. And so we face on the one hand a color question, which is the salient, which is the outward feature of the colonial question. We are treated as colonial subjects, and it's not going to go away until we have a radical it's not just a radical reorganization of society, but it's the establishment of institutions in society that other people cannot exercise control over.